Welcome to Torah Timach Anach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Tes Zayin, the 16th Perek. If you recall, this is a continuation of the Perek before, which talks about the downfall of Moab. And here we're going to conclude about the complex relationship that the Jewish people have with Moab, and Moab's ultimate downfall, and Am Yisrael's ultimate salvation. In fact, if I had to sum up this parak into the theme of one sentence, it would be, people should protect the Jews. Because really we know that the people of Moab and the people of Am Yisrael have a very complex relationship. Avraham took care of Lot in various stories in Bereishis. And therefore, it would make sense to say that Lot's descendant, Moab, should prioritize caring for the descendants of Avraham, Am Yisrael. But that isn't what happened. And even though we intuitively or instinctively feel like family should protect each other, they don't. And one of the reasons why perhaps is because the people of Moab were people who were deeply threatened by everybody around them. And their top priority was to amass their own wealth. Just like their predecessor, Lot, chose to go to the land of Sodom because it was a place which had incredible produce and was rich and wealthy, so too, that is going to be the mentality of his descendants, the people of Moab. We spoke last time about how Moab does not provide bread and water to the people as they're coming towards Eretz Yisrael. But here, the story, the complex relationship between Moab and Am Yisrael continues during the time of the Assyrian rule. When the Assyrian Empire begins to take over northern Israel, the people of Moab assist them. They help them in sending off their Jews and make no attempt to spare Jewish lives. One of the things we keep talking about in Sefer Yeshayahu is the ambiguity of time, in that so many of these prophecies could be talking about Moab, or they could be talking about the Polish, or they could be talking about the Hungarians, or any other nation during World War II who sat and watched as their Jews were taken out, or we'd be lucky if only they sat and watched, but they participated in the slaughtering of the Jews at the hands of the Nazis. Here we're going to see a similar mentality where a nation who should be our ally chooses not to be our ally and chooses to pick the wrong team. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Shichul kar moshel eretz misela midbara. You should send, and the word kar could refer to one of two things. Either it is a fattened animal, which is a reference to a tax which is sent, or it's a messenger. We'll read it the first way and then the other way. Send off a tax, you, the ruler of this land. Misela Midbara is Sela of the Midbar, is the capital of Moab. And this tax should be sent from Moab El Harbat Zion to Yerushalayim. There are a couple of ways of understanding this. Rashi is saying that this is a reference to Malachim Beis. In Malachim Beis, Perek Gimel, we know that the king of Moab, who was Mesha at the time, gave a tax to the king of Yisrael, Achav, and after Achav died, they stopped giving that tax. So here it's saying, Moab, you're not so important, you're not so wealthy, and you're not so prestigious, because remember your humble beginnings where you were sending taxes to the people of Yisrael. So don't be so arrogant as to think that you're better than Yisrael now in Yisrael's time of despair. The Radak says, yes, it's referring to that time of taxes, but rather than saying it focuses on humility, it's as follows. You should have kept paying that tax. Again, you are pitching for the wrong team. You thought that the best way to get a heads up in society was to take the team Asher, but it wasn't. You should have continued to pay your taxes to Yisrael, because even though Am Yisrael looks downtrodden now, we're going to win this story and nobody else. The way the Malbim reads it is that the word kar means messenger. And what it says is send a messenger. And this is talking about the time as the Assyrians are killing the people of Moab. Yeshayahu turns to them and says, send a messenger to the Jewish people. Ask them to protect you. Ask them to allow you to be fugitives in their homes. They will bring you into their homes. They will take care of you. But Moab is too arrogant to do that. And here, once again, we hear this understanding. There should have been an allegiance. There should have been a camaraderie. There should have been an idea of I'll protect you and you'll protect me. But there isn't. And in contrast to the fact that we would like to have protected you, you were not prepared to protect us. That's Pasuk Gimel, where it says, Hevi Eitza Asu Plila. Let's give advice. Let's take this to court. Let's think about this. Shiti Kalil Tzilech Betoch Tzaharayim. Make your shade like night in the middle of the day. Why would you do that? So that you could Satri Nidachim Noded Al Tegali. So that you could hide away those who are fleeing, and you could conceal them and not betray them. If you imagine a map of Eretz Yisrael, Moab sits to the east, on the other side of the Jordan River. And as the 10 tribes are being destroyed and decimated by Ashur, people try to flee, and they flee south to Yehuda, where we spoke about before, they were given refuge. And some of them flee east towards Moab, and Moab denies them entry. And Hashem says, you shouldn't have done that, because Yaguru Bach Nidachai Moav, let my outcasts take refuge with you and live with you. Have a Seter Lamo B'Pnei Shoded. Allow them to have sanctuary from the Shoded, from the spoiler here, who is Sancherev. Ki Afes Hametz Kala Shod Tamu Romes Min Haaretz. Because what's going to happen at the end of the day is that this murderer, Sancherev, is going to perish. He's going to be destroyed. He's going to be finished. And Pasuk, hey, you know who's going to outlive him? Huchan bechesed kiseh v'yoshev alav be'emet be'ohel David. Yerushalayim is going to continue. Am Yisrael is going to continue. If you think that helping out Asher is going to give you a step up, it's not. It's going to bring about your destruction, because we know that once Sancherev was finished destroying the people of Yisrael, he's going to go ahead and destroy the people of Moab. So Hashem says, if you could have played your cards right, you would have given shelter to Am Yisrael and protected Am Yisrael, so that Am Yisrael would have protected you later on when Asher came to attack you. And like I said, we know the story before. There's so many stories about the righteous among the nations in Eastern Europe who were willing to protect Jews because they hoped that that would be enough to save their countries, but it wasn't. And there weren't enough people who said, we want to protect the Jewish people because they are going to outlive the Nazis. And the real winners of the story, of every single story, every single time, is always going to be B'nai Yisrael. Pasuk Ches tells us that the cruelty of Moab is not just that they didn't provide shelter to the Jews trying to flee, but they did something else. And this is going to sound a lot like Eastern Europe in the 1940s. Pasuk Ches tells us, Ki shadmot cheshbon umlal. The vineyards of Cheshbon are going to be withered. Gefen Sivma ba'alei goyim halmu srokeha. The vineyards of Sivma and the kings of nations have been beaten down. And it tells us that the destruction of the land of Moab is going to reach Ad Ya'azar Nagu. It's going to reach all the way to a place called Ya'azar. Pasuk Tes continues to talk about a bunch of these places, these cities in Moab, which are going to be destroyed. And the question all the Mefarshim ask is, one second, aren't these cities all places which belonged to the three tribes? We know that when Am Yisrael entered into the land of Israel, there were three tribes. Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh stayed on the other side of the Jordan. They stayed on the east of the Jordan River, and they didn't enter into Eretz Yisrael. Those are the lands we're reading about here in Psukim Ches and Tes, each of those cities. So why suddenly, if they were conquered by and belonged to Jews, are we reading them as the lands of Moab, which are going to be decimated and destroyed by Assyria? And the answer, Rashi tells us, is obvious. We know that the Assyrian exile took place in many stages. The first stage was when Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Manasseh were exiled. Only afterwards, Asher came in and took over the Shomron as well. And when those three tribes had been exiled, so silently, Moab just took over the homes and the cities of those people without proactively trying to save Jews. They waited patiently. The Assyrians killed them and sent them out into exile. And then the people of Moab came in and settled their lands. And once again, there are so many homes today that are owned by people which belonged to Jews. There's so much artwork which belonged to Jews. But all it took was one enemy of the Jewish people to silently wait until his Jewish neighbor had been taken away to a camp for him to go and settle in his home. So too Moab. And our Perek tells us, just like last Perek, that Moab is going to cry. But the crying of Moab is going to be a pathetic, pointless cry that's too late. It is not a proactive wail of accountability, but it is a helpless cry that comes after the fact, that is helpless and purposeless. Pasuk Zayin tells us, Lachen yeyalel Moav leMoav. Moav will cry for Moav once it's gone. Kulo yeyalel. Everybody's crying for Moav. Laashishai kir chareshet tahagu ach nachaim. For the foundations of Kir Chareset, which is a place in Moav, you will moan about its brokenness. And remember that Moav has spent its time being arrogant, being haughty, and certainly worshipping idols. And that's why Pasuk Yud Beis tells us, V'hayat will be kinir eki nil'amo, when Moab realizes that it is exhausted and it has used up all of its gods and all of its potential protection, all of its wealth, ad habama, until the end of its idol worship. Uba el mikdasho, at that point, as we said, when it's too late, Moab will go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lehit palel, to daven to Hashem, v'lo yuchal, and he has not learned how. If we don't learn how to reach to God in the good times, if we don't learn how to reach to God when we can be helped, then if we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's too late, well, then there's nothing else to do. And Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us this relationship between Moab and the Jewish people that is so fraught with selfishness and instability and Moab's inability to reach out in friendship to Am Yisrael, this paradigm is going to be the reason why Moab will fall and just be destroyed at the hands of Asher. As Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, Zeh ha-davar asher diber Hashem, this destruction which Hashem spoke about Moab, me'az, it happened from, the word me'az is a time word, but it's unclear if it means it will happen later, meaning if Asher doesn't destroy Moab, which they don't totally decimate them, then later on, Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians will. Or maybe, says Rashi, the word me'az is not about the future, but it is the past. This is what will happen to Moab me'az, which he predicted during the time when Balak and Bilam were trying to curse the Jewish people. Either way, Me'az tells us this is an ongoing dynamic. This is an ongoing relationship. This isn't something which happened overnight because Moab sinned. And so Hashem says, Va'ata diber Hashem lemor. Hashem speaks through Yeshayahu saying, Shalosh shanim kishnei sachir. There's going to be 3 more years, just like the years in which one can have a hired worker or a hired laborer. V'niklekvod Moav b'chol ha'hamon harav. And Moav's population and all of its multitude will be destroyed. U'sha'ar ma'at miz'ar lo kabir. And only a tiny remnant will be left behind, totally insignificant. And here Rashi tells us, what does it mean, kishnei sachir, like the years of a hired laborer? Well, it's mida keneged mida, measure for measure, for the fact that the people of Moav themselves saw themselves as hired laborers to assist Sancheriv in destroying the people of Israel. And for 3 years, the people of Moab helped destroy and kill Jews. And as a result, it will be 3 years in which the people of Moab themselves will also be killed and will be wiped out. And so, as we finish talking about Moab, we recall the potential of what could have been, the relationship which could have been one of love and hope, and yet how that failed, all the fault of Moab, and they didn't reach out for help, and they didn't create connection. And as a result, they will be destroyed, just like Bavel, just like the Plishtim, just like all the other nations who come and go, because at the end of the day, you should always protect your Jews. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shalano, U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.